From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a summit on migrants. A group of more than 60 leaders from Africa and the European Union are meeting in Malta, trying to improve their response to the migration crisis. Hundreds of thousands of people have fled to Europe this year, and more are on their way. Donald Tusk is the president of the European Council.
One of our biggest responsibilities is to address the root causes of the movements we are seeing. It is our job as leaders to ensure that people do not feel the need to risk their lives to achieve their aspirations.
French President François Hollande told the summit that Africa needs more international development aid in order to curb the flow of migrants from the continent. Syria's political turmoil and unrest caused by the Islamic State will be the focus of Secretary of State John Kerry as he departs Thursday for visits to Tunisia, Austria, and Turkey. In Austria, there will be a second round of talks on Syria's political future. The first such meeting was in October. Russia has floated several proposals for the upcoming talks. Rival al-Shabaab factions fought Wednesday in Somalia. It's the latest sign of a split in the group as to whether it will align with al-Qaeda or the Islamic State. Residents say the violence occurred when a group of al-Shabaab fighters attacked the hideout of pro-Islamic State faction in Shekau in Middle Jubia region. Myanmar President Thein Sein has congratulated opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her National League for Democracy Party. The congratulation was for the NLD's apparent landslide victory in this week's parliamentary elections. This is VOA News. The European Union published new guidelines Wednesday for labeling products made in Israeli settlements, a move Israel blasted as discriminatory and politically motivated. The guidelines, drawn up over several years by the European Commission, require Israeli producers to explicitly label farm goods and other products sold in the European Union that come from settlements built on land said to be occupied by Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu compared the decision to the Nazi boycott of Jewish businesses before and during World War II.
The labeling of products of the Jewish state by the European Union brings back dark memories. Europe should be ashamed of itself. It took an immoral decision. Of the hundreds of territorial conflicts around the world, it chose to single out Israel and Israel alone, while it's fighting its back, with its back against the wall, against the wave of terror.
Israel suspended a series of meetings with the EU to protest the decision. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia needs to conduct its own investigation into allegations that its athletes regularly took performance-enhancing substances. He added that somebody needs to take responsibility for the problem. Putin commented for the first time Wednesday following the World Anti-Doping Agency's six-month suspension of Russia's drug testing laboratory after issuing a scathing report alleging state-sponsored doping in Russian athletics. Afghan security forces fired warning shots to disperse demonstrators after some of them tried to storm the gate of the presidential palace Wednesday in Kabul. The crowd was protesting the beheading of seven civilians, allegedly at the hands of the Islamic State group. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The victims were members of the minority Shiite Hazara ethnic community. They were kidnapped by IS insurgents more than a month ago, and authorities found their headless corpses Sunday in the southern Zabul province. The violence sparked outrage across Afghanistan, leading to the massive protest rally. The demonstrators carrying the coffins marched through the streets of Kabul despite heavy rain and cold weather before gathering in front of the presidential palace. The protesters chanted anti-government slogans and demanded President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah step down. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Diplomats in New York say the United Nations could rush peacekeepers into Burundi if calm does not return to the East African nation soon. One option would be sending in soldiers from neighboring Congo. The African Union also could intervene in Burundi with a peacekeeping force. Burundian officials say the country is not in flames and that there is no chance of mass murder taking place there. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.